And very good morning to Councillor Glenn Milne. G'day, Milne.
Good morning, Matt, man.
Great to catch up
today, isn't it?
Oh, mate, absolutely fantastic weather and shaping up to be a reasonable weekend weather-wise because some rain over the next couple of days, but it'll be nice and fine for the weekend and, of course, for the Melbourne Cup, which is coming up. That's exciting.
Yeah, that's right. And, look, hopefully we'll get quite a few visitors up here from regional Victoria and, you know, have the place pumping over the weekend, so something to look forward to, certainly for all the tourism operators, because they certainly need an injection.
They certainly do, mate. So there's a council meeting happening tonight, is there?
Yeah, we've got a big meeting tonight. The agenda's, I don't know, it's about 700 or 800 pages. But the good things that the community be interested in are recreation grant, community grants. Our council gives them out to various community groups, so there'll be a few people waiting to see if they all go through okay. We've got the Nichols Point development plan. That's one that's been around for quite a while. A lot of people want to live out around the Nichols Point area. And with this development plan going through, that'll make sure that that can happen. So that's some good news for people out there.
All right. And the Redcliffs Lions Barbecue Pergola, what's happening there?
Yeah, that's out at the Park of Redcliffs, and the Lions Club do a fantastic job looking after that, but they're going to extend it, the pergola, so that people will have some nice shade, get out there and have a barbecue, because that's the nicest little square and park in the place, right in the middle of Redcliffs, so that'll be good if that one gets through.
You better believe it. Concerts and also town signs?
Yeah, look, there's some concerts. Again, because of COVID and everybody being locked up, our community want a bit, well, they want a way to relax and a bit of entertainment. So there's some funding coming through for that. And the signs for our towns, that's worth having a look at. Gives them all the same theme, but there'll be new signage for every town in the municipality. And so that'll be great, freshen up all the towns, Mildura included. It really does need some good signage coming in, particularly from across the bridge.
All right, and you mentioned the long weekend coming up, Melbourne Cup, of course, and a lot of people making it a four-day weekend. There'll be plenty of people coming from Melbourne. I would have thought coming into regional Victoria, especially Mildura, with the roadmap obviously changing, I believe, this coming Friday. We'll wait and see what happens there. But obviously we need to be safe, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. Look, people still need to be careful. Wear your masks. Be kind to the people in the shops if they ask you to put your mask on and do the right thing. You know, make sure you sign in with the QR codes, etc. And, you know, be smart about the way you act because COVID is certainly in our community and it's affecting a lot of people at the moment. So don't let your guard down, but enjoy yourself, but do it sensibly. And hopefully we'll come out the other end of the long weekend, yeah, safe and sound, but having enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, good on you, Councillor. Thank you so much, Councillor Glenn Milne.